Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity, I hope. Right here on the real side with Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You really do need to be part of the solution. And the way that happens is you get informed. Therefore, you can get engaged. You can get engaged with a little bit of intelligence behind it. That's always nice. Because, I say it every night, and I know you guys are probably tired of hearing it, but I really do. I'm tired of the stuff that I see you writing on Facebook and Twitter or what have you. Make sure you've got the information, the real information, the right information. Don't just make it, you feel good about it because you saw it in some conservative site, so it must be true. No, conservatives lie too, I hate to tell you. Maybe not the rate that Joey B. lies, but they lie too. Sonya Smith's going to join me after the break. Got a lot to talk to her about. Now, I'm going to talk to her or throw at her. No matter what color you are, what size you are, what ethnicity you belong to, do what the cops tell you to do. It's that simple. And then really, in this last week especially, watching what's going on television, commercials and what have you. I talked about it yesterday a little bit. I'm really concerned. Hollywood, all of a sudden, they got color woke. For real. And it seems like, whether it's a Lipitor commercial or a Zantac or whatever the commercials are, there's only black folks or mixed, what they refer to as mixed race folks. So apparently, like coronavirus curing the common cold or the common flu? Well, apparently, these viruses, these illnesses, these diseases have shifted to black people only. I'm really concerned about this. And it's just amazing to watch it happen and watch it play out. And we're going to talk a little bit about the few people that, have been shot this week. Actually, it was more than that, but the only ones you hear about. And again, this is just amazing to me. It just never stops. We learned about it a little. We're going to talk a little bit about the other Russian hoax again that you heard about, that Trump said was a hoax, wasn't real, was wrong. And what do we find out today? The Russian story that Trump said was wrong in June of 2020 is wrong. But the thing that I was enlightened to today, apparently, is that mathematics, I did not know, I wasn't aware of this, I've been enlightened, I guess, apparently, but mathematics somehow is racist because it has an exact answer. California is promoting dismantling racism in mathematics. And they're putting it in a statewide frame, educational frame, if you would. Now, because the state of California, we're woke. Don't you know that? We're woke. California-based group is sounding alarm on state education as the state considers implementing a framework that promotes controversial ideas about race and mathematics. The program is called the Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction. Caught attention in February when Fox News reported in Oregon defending the program, which advises, among other things, that the focus of finding the right answer, is an example of white supremacy in the classroom. The concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false, and the teaching it is even less so. Look, 2 + 2 = 4. It don't matter what color you are. Don't really think about it. Upholding the idea that there are always right and wrong answers, it's also just wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, it's right, but they think it's wrong. It changes, I guess, depending on what color you are, right? It's just amazing. For some of you just now commenting on earlier this week, we did a 2-hour special on the coronavirus. And I want to tell you something. You know, I'll get back to this in a second. YouTube pulled them both down. And they said that, now the title simply says, Coronavirus, the Facts and Myths. Right? Apparently they didn't like the title. Because there's no way in God's creation they watch those things. You know what I'm saying? So you can go back and get them. I'll put up a link to them later on. But you can always go back and get them up on our Boxcast video, that kind of thing. All right. Educators for Quality and Equity, Equality co-founder Lori Myers told Fox News on Tuesday, with California schools consistently performing below average in math on both the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress Assessment. Right. This is nationwide. This is what California does. It is crazy going somewhere to happen. Their attitude is, if the kids can't pass the tests, let's not hold the teachers accountable. Let's not hold the administrators accountable. Let's do this. Let's dumb it down. Hey, it makes it easier, right? If you've got kids that aren't passing tests because they're too hard, and then we look like fools across the country, let's lower the test scores. Let's make it easier for them to pass. How is that helping the black community? How does that help any community for that matter? Joe Mateo, your host, listen to Real Time GCN Live. Maybe Sonya Schmidt can answer this. I'm lost. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Please answer the question.
Well, my friend, this is my show. That was so gimme. Please answer the question. Like all Italians talk like that. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely, having you with me. And if you head up to the website, sign up for the email blast, sign up for whatever, if you want the text alerts. Now, listen, I'm being told, and we're redoing this stuff right now, actively working on it now, that when you sign up for the email blast, it comes back with error, but I'm finding out that it actually puts your name in a system, it just doesn't know how to respond, apparently. So we're working on that now as we speak. But I'm going to have a lot of fun with Sonia when I pull her on live here in a second. You know, again, I am being enlightened every day. I am being more woke on a moment-by-moment basis. And California now has decided that mathematics, because it requires a definite answer, is a form of white supremacy and really shouldn't be pushed in the classroom. But let me bring Sonia Schmidt on, because she adds better than I do, so how does that work? Sonia, how you doing?
Well, I just, you know what, if it weren't so crazy, it would be funny. But because it is so crazy, and it does hurt people what the left does, it's hard to make fun of this stuff, but I will.
But this is another form. Listen. This is, we're doing poorly in mathematics countrywide, okay? I mean for, when it comes to California, we're like 47th in mathematics countrywide, right? So it's not just the black kids suffering, it's all kids. But to sit there and single out the black community and say, these black kids, they're not doing well with it, so therefore it must be white supremacy, so therefore we need to dumb it down. We need not to make it an exact number. But I don't know any way you get 2 plus 2 is 4, no matter how you get, you know, right?
You know what? I just thought of this as you were talking, and I wrote it down.
Uh-oh.
I think that there is something of a connection between this crazy math thing and keeping black kids out of school. I mean, they're still trying to keep black kids in the hood out of school.
Yep.
For years. So to me, and I, you know, I always say follow the money, but I just say follow the agenda in this case. Trump took a lot of black interest in this past election and a lot of black votes. And the left has to win that back somehow. And the only way that they really know how to do that is to make us feel like victims and that, you know, there's something wrong with the system and it's systemically racist and all that. So I say that this craziness about math, to prevent us from learning math, just like, I don't know if you remember years ago with the Ebonics craze, they were saying Ebonics is our language. And you have a little sound clip in the beginning of your show about Hispanic people, about Latinos not learning English. If they don't learn English, they're not going to succeed. But that's what the left wants. That's their agenda, is for them not to succeed. So now we push forward to past Ebonics, now to math. Math is an absolute. Well, you know one thing that the left isn't, is absolute about anything. Your head would explode trying to figure out what their story is. They switch from one thing to another, and they're confusing. And so I can see how absolute. I was a math major just in high school. Well, that's as far as I went. But one thing that I liked about math is that there's an absolute to it. There's a formula. There's a truth to it. And we become a nation that is so allergic to the truth that I can see why the left hates math. But I can guarantee you one thing: they don't hate it for their kids. Their kids are going to the best schools.
Oh,
they're
yeah?
learning math. They're going to be just fine. But how they would have it for us, in particular black people, they don't want us to learn anything that requires us to learn formulas and absolutes and a way to get from A to B. They don't want us to do that because they can't handle it.
What's really funny about all this, though, is their problem is that it's an absolute. Now, the Dems are always have problems with absolutes because that means there's a right or wrong. And if there's a right or wrong, they could be accused of doing something wrong now, couldn't they?
Right.
But, you know, when you read this and you read more and more on this program that they've got going on, again, they bring it back to politics. It's political ideology to assume that math is exact. I'm thinking, wow, I thought it was just math.
Everything to them is political. So everything that they get their hot little hands on, they're going to figure out a way to, in this case, destroy a group of people so that, listen, a few generations down the line who've not had math, who've not learned to speak properly, who get yanked out of school and going into the classrooms and being around teachers, what do you think happens to that generation or those generations of kids? They're going to need government support because they don't, they will not know how to take care of themselves. I've been watching, I think I told you this last week, I've been watching the George Floyd trial incessantly. Yep. I can't get enough of it. It's like bad TV. It's like a train wreck. But there's some people that are witnesses, and they're straight up from the hood, and there's one side of me is really angry with them because I'm like, you know what? An education, learning how to speak English, a command of what's really going on in the world would help you, so you would never have to be on that witness stand talking about, yeah, I'm talking to my daughter. I had my phone. And I said, oh, no, stop it. Stop it. It doesn't do us any good. And I swear the people who were acting like this, whose purple wigs were sliding off the back of their heads, and they were, and I'm talking about black people because I'm frustrated and I'm angry, and I'm like, there is nothing preventing you in 2021. Is that where we are?
Yes.
From
not out yet. Yes.
There's nothing stopping you from reaping all the benefits that this country has. Listen, I'm not a CEO of a company, not because I'm black. I'm not a CEO because I don't have the desire to be one. It's not this country that's holding me back. And it's not when I look at these people on the witness stand and they're recusing themselves because they're like, you know what, I know I was doing drugs. I know I was selling drugs. I know. We have a better opportunity. We have more opportunity in this country than what we're giving ourselves. And when you follow people like the Democrat Party, which I bet all of them do, this is all you're going to get. You won't be able to think in absolutes. You won't be able to figure out a problem. You won't. None of that stuff will be afforded to you.
You're right. They won't allow you to. They just flat out won't allow you to. Because then
it
puts a damper in everything that they're pushing, doesn't it?
That's right. I was told when I was a kid, I talked white.
Ooh.
How is that to that's a discouragement.
We'll be back in a few minutes. That's because we want, you know, Joey B, we want you back in chance. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire, and the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left eight people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-722-5563. Yeah. And whether you want to hear it or not, Donald Trump was right again. Another hoax that he talked about last June of 2020, when he said that whole thing about the Russians offering bounties to kill U.S. soldiers, and he said it's not true. And then the Dems went down the road that they were giving the Russian, he was giving the Russians a pass. And what do we hear today? It was all a bunch of hooey, all of it. And of course, and we're going to find out more and more of the hooey that was going on. Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me. Always love when she's with me. She's host of the Sonia Smith Show. You can find her at SoniaSchmidt.org, right? SoniaSchmidt.org. Oh, wait. That's simple English. Definitely not Ebonics. I don't even know how to use that one.
No. We don't do that. And I used to get teased. I was saying this before we took a break, but I grew up in the hood. I mean, I was raised I called it Holly Watts because it was just right outside of Watts. And you could sort of see the Hollywood sign if you stood the right way. But I used to get teased just because I spoke correctly. And I mean teased. I was ousted from the community because of the way I spoke, the way I dressed. I was,
wow.
You know, I was always a weirdo. I was always artistic. So,
that's so bad.
It's really bad, because what are you saying? What are you saying to people? To be really black, you have to talk ignorant. You have to talk incorrectly. We've heard Larry Elder talk. We've heard Candace Owens. I mean, we've all gone through that. We've all gone through it. We're more accepted in our own community if we flunk.
Well, you know, listen to the line that they use. So somewhat uneducated people might go, oh, that sounds like it might be right. So one of the documents they put out, it calls for the, ready for this? The centering of ethno-mathematics. Ethno-mathematics. This is, I know this is not in the dictionary, but anyway. It says it's designing a culturally sustainable math space and supporting students to reclaim their mathematical ancestry.
Like most things with the left, it don't make... Here's something now. I'll jump back into my community for 1 second. It don't make no sense. That is crazy. And how many of you would want your children learning math that's not math? Reclaiming, what does that mean? But they get the privilege of saying stuff that is nonsensical, and we feel compelled to go along with it because they're scary bullies, to be honest. They are scary bullies.
No question.
So what do we do with that other than go, well, what is that? Well, maybe we should be inclusive, and maybe we should learn. It's not, nothing is going to be solved until we stand up to these people and say, shut the heck up.
But why would, listen, one of the comments that this expert makes is the evolution of mathematics in the educational settings has resulted in dramatic inequities for students of color.
Because they are always studying and having, you know, what do they say about those who can do, those who can't teach?
Yes.
And that's who I think the left totally is they don't know what the heck they're talking about. So they do meetings and they discuss and they dissect and they do that. In the meantime, the rest of us are getting on with life and doing it successfully. But because they can't figure out how to do that, they need to suck the rest of us down. That's my analysis.
I just think this is, to me, this is amazing. It's almost like, Sonia, it's almost like on a daily basis that those old white Democrats, they go, listen, black folk, listen up, okay? Because you don't know how to read, because you don't know how to find a Department of Motor Vehicles, because you don't know how to find, I mean, because so we're going to make sure that we're going to send the trucks through to sign you up for voting or let you vote on a paper napkin if you need to. And, oh, and since you can't add well, since your kids aren't doing well in school, and the thing I love about this is most schools that are black dominant, you know, as far as kids go, they're run by Democrats. So if they're doing poorly in math, what the heck?
I think it's interesting that you attribute the failure to old white Democrats, and I attribute it, especially from everything I've seen from the Stacey Abrams and the kids in college and the BLM movement and all that, I attribute this to young black Democrats.
Interesting.
So, nevertheless, they're in sync, and we're not. I'm not sure about this Republican Party. I know that I signed up for it at one point. And
I'm not sure about this Republican Party. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know who we have fighting for us. I strongly hope that the MAGA movement does something. I don't know where we are right now, but I know one thing is that the old white Democrats and the young black socialists are in lockstep, or should I say goose step. They are working together, and they're working together to drag this country down, and it can happen very quickly. I remember when I first started my show, and a friend of mine from Ukraine introduced me to his father, and his father was imploring to me to, it's like, please tell the people how fast it happened in Ukraine. This is what happened. And I'm like, first of all, I'm getting a history lesson. I went to public school. I didn't know nothing. I was like, I had to look up where Ukraine was in the dictionary. And then when he tells me how fast socialism went down and the starvation and the jailing and the, I was like, oh my God. But who am I? I can't get this word out any better than anybody else can. But the speed in which he told me this happens and the disbelief that people have that it's happening, it made total sense to me. And now I'm watching it, and it's scary. It's scary to me.
Oh, it's scary to me.
This math and all this stuff, it's fodder. It's, you know, we can talk about it, and I always call it whack a communist mole. But the biggest, what they're doing is it's the long march to communism.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just like little bites that they're taking. And that while we're focusing on that and we're arguing about that, to be honest, doesn't matter, because what they want to do is keep us bickering. What they want to do is keep us divided. What they want to do is keep us victimized. And sadly, the very people who think they're safe, like Hollywood and, you know, they're going to be the first to go down. They don't even get that they're useful idiots.
Listen, they've been so programmed over the years. I mean, look at you and I have talked about this, and it's true. White folks are so afraid to speak about black issues because they're pounded on a regular basis.
Well, no, called racist.
How many white folks, you know, I have Alfonso Racel on Thursdays, and he and I and you and I have conversations that would make most people shudder because we're talking about reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know where your heart is. I believe you know where my heart is. And these are things that people need to know, what you're believing, what we're thinking. We're afraid to say certain things because we don't want to be labeled as a racist. I don't care if they label me as a racist if I'm doing the right thing for the kids or the right thing for general humanity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, because the very people who are labeling you are the very people who are doing evil. So, once you keep that in mind, you have to speak the truth. You have to do exactly what you're doing on a daily basis. Well, I come in here on Friday and go, oh, gosh, to deal with this country again. We do what we have to do because it's the right thing to do. But they don't know. And there are times when I go, do they not know that they're evil, or are they just so entrenched in evil that they can't do nothing but? And now I just go, I don't care. They just have to be fought. Like Dennis Prager says, the left just has to be fought. They're not helping us. They're not helping the country. Look at where they're taking our children. I mean, if you look at the statistics of girls who are going transgender because they're so confused and what they're
doing. Oh, it's so big on the girl's side.
On the girl's side? Did you think that would happen on the girl's side?
No. No, but you know what? Somebody was explaining the other day, saying, look, you know how girls always want to be, you know, we used to call them tomboys. A lot of girls were tomboys when they were young.
Well, we are.
Right?
I mean, when we're young, we're bigger, we're stronger, everything went in our development. So I could see how we could get, confused, but tomboy doesn't mean you're a dude.
My youngest daughter was the tomboy's tomboy. She fought with her brothers. She played football. She did all that stuff.
I never had a doll. If I did, I was dissecting it. I was there.
You were one of those who pull the heads off and put them on the different body?
Oh, absolutely. Good mean I needed a strap on. Can I say that?
Goodbye. Joe McTeague, your host. Back in a minute. Don't go far. Sonya Smith will still be with us, I promise. We'll be right back.
You're so sick. You're just exhaustingly sick.
No, and you couldn't be more feminine than my youngest daughter. It's funny because she was.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The show that helped get your blood pumping without you even getting on a stair stepper or a bike or anything like that. Just sit there. I'll get you pumping. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her unique input and insight on the crazy. What's that look for?
No, because, well, two things. One is that just to save my ajuda, as you know.
Oh, you use it. Wait a minute. That's cultural appropriation.
That's cultural appropriation. Sorry. But to save my gut, I try to limit what I'm watching on the news. When I was deeply entrenched in politics and being a commentator and all that stuff, I had to know about it. But I found that it just really kind of makes me sick, so I back off of it. So when I talk to you, you bring me back into that world of insanity. And now that the Biden administration, this is insanity to the nth degree. I don't even understand what's going on. And the other, you know, so talk about getting your blood pumping. You actually do that. I know you do that for your listeners, but for me, I would love to come on the air and have a great jazz voice and really be able to. But I find myself when I'm done, oh, God, my throat hurts because I'm just yelling and I'm upset. And I. So, well, yes, okay, listen, you do get the blood pumping.
You said it in the last segment, which is so true. You know, what they're accusing us of doing, they're doing themselves. They're living it out. This is ex-California mayor. He was advocating for two things. He wanted to defund the police department in his area, and the other thing was he wanted Black Lives Matter curriculum put into the schools. Well, guess what? Saturday, this little POS was picked up on multiple felony accounts for child sex crimes. Now, he's 44 years old, and you know what? They love to talk about this, so I'm going to talk about it. A gay man who's married, all right? God, I hope he doesn't have kids of his own.
Okay, married to what?
Well,
a guy or a girl?
Another man.
Okay. I'm just trying to get this all. I'm trying to get the picture. That's all.
So he's 11 counts, felony counts, of child sexual abuse with children between, ready for this, 14 to 16, with sexual penetrations, and then somebody was taking pictures because he was distributing child pornography afterward. This is the moral standard they want us to live by. These are the kind of people that they elect to office, and they want us to look at and say, that's the way to go.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really naive question here, because I'm hoping that you will feed into my hope that there is hope in the world. The Democrats who, and I'm assuming he's a Democrat.
Oh, he's a Democrat, yes.
The Democrats who voted for him, do you think they knew he had all these young boy skeletons in his closet?
No, he did this after he was done being mayor. Look at Joey B told us what he was going to do. And they still voted for him. Okay? This guy is an anti-Trumper. He owns a cannabis chain.
Of course he is.
Right? He praises BLM rioters. Public,
of course he does.
I mean, these guys are out of their minds. And again, but don't get into me.
Well, why would you want the police around if you were doing some nefarious, illegal crap like this? But we, you know what? Oh,
go ahead. I'm looking.
The church, we as believers, I heard some stuff about the Catholic Church today that is pretty unbelievable. This new pope. But we as believers, we've ushered in this leftist ideology. And I guess I'm a little sympathetic to them going, well, you know, what could possibly I go wrong? Well, if you have no foresight whatsoever, you can't see that where we are now is a result of our complacency.
Yeah, but you and I both live in a relatively small area. You know, when you talk about California, Southern California, what have
you. It's small, but BLM is here, I've been told.
BLM just moved. Yeah, they're pushing hard. You saw somebody today pushing hard in this area. And the bottom line with it, though, is that we know who these people are. We know the people getting elected to the school boards or water boards and city councils and stuff like that. And even the garbage of society, because it's a D in front of their name, they get elected to that seat because they're much better than they are, no matter how many sexual abuses that they're doing.
But you know what? The left has been really good at saying, but at least we're not Republicans.
Yes.
They're just wonderful at that. So people go, well, at least I'm not a Republican. They don't care. Oh, 14 to 16, well, it's relative, and maybe the 16 is consensual, and all the things that the left has told this country.
I know.
For moral relativism for years, it pops into our heads. And well, at least he's not a Republican. At least he's not Trump.
Yeah, I'm still hearing that today from people, and I'm going, what is wrong with you?
At least he's not true. We have an uphill battle, We cannot give up the fight. I don't know what the fight is for each and every one of you. You will have to figure that out. I am still trying to figure that out for myself. What's going to be the most effectual way of saving this country? But I do know. Here's the thing is, I think it was easier for our earlier on when they knew it was the British, they knew what they were fighting, they knew what they were dressed like, they knew, you know.
Oh, they knew who the enemy was. Yeah.
You knew who the enemy was. Now with social media, and it's just hitting us from all angles. I get it, people. We're dispirited in some cases. But once you get undispirited, you've got to get back out there and fight. It is different from the way it was earlier. It was very different.
You have to be uncomfortable. We don't like to be uncomfortable. You know, look at, you go back to the Tea Party days, right? And you were even making some of them uncomfortable when you were showing up there at first,
right? I know.
And it wasn't because they were racist. They were kind of figuring out, what is that Democrat?
No, they just hadn't heard that speech. They hadn't heard that. They hadn't heard that. And especially, and I did it with humor. And we're not even supposed to be funny. I went to a conservative comedy show twice this week. It's wonderful. It's just great to hear that we have something to say, and we can't be afraid to say it. I did a two-woman comedy show, and there was a woman who came up to me after the show, and she said for the first 30 seconds or so, I didn't laugh because I was looking around going, is this okay? This is how scared we are.
Well, you know, I told Alfonso this last night. I said, you know, I went to a church in what they used to call South Central L.A., went there for years, and they had this thing called a gospel comedy slam. And so I brought, you know, hilarious. I mean, it's just hilarious. So I grab a couple of guys from here, and I go down there. And I said, come on, you're going to laugh your butts off. These guys are hilarious, right?
Uh-huh.
So we go down there, and they're telling jokes, and they're telling black jokes, and, you know, and so everybody's just roaring. Everybody's just laughing. I'm laughing. I'm looking at the guy sitting next to me, and they're sitting there like...
They're scared.
Like, there's a stick up their butt, and they're like, can we laugh? It's okay to laugh. I said, everybody's laughing. Stop it. This is funny stuff, and it's not just the black community. I'm just telling funny jokes all the way through, you know?
That's what comedy is for. But the left cuts off... First of all, we saw over the past several years, since Obama, they cut off comedy. In terms of the left, you could not make fun of Obama at all. He was perfect. He was the Messiah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah. So that comedy was gone. Now, what they've literally done with Facebook, Google, Twitter, all that, they've literally cut off seriousness and facts. So we are pretty much verboten from speaking.
Oh, I find all this.
Isn't this the party that says speak truth to power?
Yeah. I find all of this just solely, totally interesting. And again, they don't see the hypocrisy right in front of their faces.
They don't have that ability. I struggled with going, do they have the ability or do they just shine it on to reach the means to their ends? Is that what the means? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're going to do it. So we have to fight back.
Wow. Again, people, they have made us afraid to say, well, not me and you, but they have made the general us afraid of saying anything because we're going to get pounded on for our beliefs. We're going to get pounded on. And I love it. You know, I used to speak about black issues, and I told you this before. I get these nasty emails that say, you can't speak about that. You're not black. Or you can't speak to women's issues. You don't have a uterus.
So
now with you and Zoe on, I'm going, go ahead. Right. Tell them they're racist.
I know. It's very sad, but... They've been trained up like this, but if you look at history, and when you see how it's gone downhill, and I'm talking downhill gulag, and putting people in, you know, starving people, and murdering people, and I hate to sound crazy and extreme here, but this is how it starts.
Yep. No, you're right.
This is
and people who've been through it agree with you. Hey, where do people find you?
I don't know. Here in my living room for the most part. Oh, SoniaSchmidt.net.
Do not give out your home address again. Anyway, yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
SoniaSchmidt.org. I mean, SoniaSchmidt.org. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.